with the top down. You not no gangster, nigga, put them Glocks down. Yeah, stay shooting like I'm Nervon. Shoot like I'm Nervon. Stay shooting like I'm Nervon. Shoot like I'm Nervon.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's .com Nirvana here, and we're back with the third episode of my podcast here today. And man, what a roller coaster it's been, you know? There's been ups, there's been downs, laughs, tears, all that kind of stuff. So if you're watching, I'm really happy to have you, and yeah, this is the third episode. Now, I was supposed to have a guest today on the show, but everyone goddamn flakes. So, you know, everyone flaked, and that's cool. That's all right. So we're going to do a solo episode today, but later on the show, we have a segment where I'm going to pick someone random. I don't really know who that you guys, I'm sure you guys might know of, and then I'm going to call him, and we're going to talk to him. We're going to talk to him about some random shit. Not exactly a guest, but that's just going to be a segment I want to do. Maybe I'll start doing some prank calls or something. I don't know. I used to do prank calls all the time when I was a kid. Like, that was, like, my shit. Like, I had a YouTube channel for it, actually. which, like, one time me and my friends, we called a Walmart. And it's like, kind of fucked up. And I hope, like, don't, like, arrest me or some shit. Like, if you're 12, like, fuck you. But yeah, like, we called a Walmart, and for like 30 minutes I was convincing them that I left my child in the store, and I forgot him in there, and I left without him on accident, and like, oh my god, I'm freaking out, like, I'm looking for my kid in the car and he's not there, like where's my child, he's in Walmart. And the Walmart like shut down for a second, like they closed the doors, like no one was allowed in or out because they were looking for this child that they thought I had left. And as soon as that happened, like as soon as like 30 minutes went by and we got to the point that this Walmart was about to shut down, and like, okay, shit's like getting real, like they have cops on the way, like this and that, and I'm like 15 or something doing this, once it got to that point, I like hung up, and or like I said something to make it apparent that it was a prank call, and then I hung up. And and you know, like when you're 15, like that's the highest high, you know, like prank calling someone and getting like the Walmart to shut down, like that's like, you know, there's nothing better than that. So that's what we would do. And then also we would like do Omegle a lot. We would like go on there and like, you know, dudes would show their cocks and jerk off in the camera and stuff, which is gross. But we would like find like chicks and stuff and like try and like get them to show us their tits or whatever, whatever it might be, which was a lot of fun. So maybe I'll do a version of that on here where like I prank call someone that has some notoriety, that you guys might know, because that would be funny. Like if I prank call, like, I don't know, some rapper or some shit, and I don't know, it's like pretty head ass, but I don't know, it's all just a giggle. We're here for fun, you know, like this is a good time. And but we're gonna cover some serious topics also. I was thinking about, like, so Gunna put his album out, and people were talking about the artwork and stuff. Whatever you might think of the artwork, I think it's pretty cool, like with the horoscope shit. And the album rollout was like fucking so perfect, like so amazing, because when you put people are, okay, look, I'm gonna level with you. I think astrology is absolute fucking bullshit, right? I think that there has never been a bigger crock of shit in human history than astrology. Now, my girlfriend's inside right now, because I didn't want her to come outside because I'm embarrassed to do this in front of her. But she's like super into astrology because chicks are into astrology, and so that's cool. Like I don't have a problem with anyone being into astrology. It's a little weird how big it's become at this point, like, because it's goddamn stupid, but at the same time, like, to each his own, you know, First Amendment. And maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm the stupid dumb that thinks astrology is not real when really it's like the realest shit ever, but absolutely not. But yeah, so she's really into astrology and shit, so she was like showing me like, oh, Gunna, like, I'm an Aries, right? So I guess I'm an Aries, so she was like, oh, like, read your thing, like, it's so true. And then he basically had, so if you haven't seen like his, this was like, I feel like the main component of his album rollout. If you haven't seen it, it's basically he has a horoscope for each sign or whatever, you know, Gemini, Aries, all that, Cancer and all that shit. And yeah, so he has one for everyone, but then he's got like slime language in there. Like he says slime, he says slat, like stay in your bag, get your money up. And it's like cool shit. Like that's such a fucking good idea. Because one, people already love that shit. People already love astrology, especially people who like, I feel like people who listen to hip hop are more inclined toward it. People who are more artistic are more inclined to it, which makes it a little weird as like a kind of semi artistically inclined person that I'm not into it, but whatever. But so by doing that, it's so fucking smart. So he posts on Instagram all the Aries, this, that, this is your horoscopes. By doing that, he gets people so involved because everyone's gonna post that shit on their story. Like if I'm an Aries and gonna post like an Aries slat fucking, I almost posted it on my story and I don't even believe in this shit. Like that's so fucking smart. Like so many people must have shared those posts and that just raises awareness for that album. So I really think that is, he had one of the best album rollouts I've ever seen in my life. Like yeah, people drop a music video here before their album, like drop a couple singles, hopefully like it hits Billboard, like it charts if they're at that level or whatever. But man, like that was such like an organic way to do it and so smart, because if it's the album cover concept, I'm not totally sure what Wanna means, which is the name of the album, you know, I don't know, maybe someone can comment and explain it to all of us, but the having the concept for the cover art match what is being said, like being portrayed with like those images with the horoscopes on it, fucking so goddamn genius. And whoever did that, whoever at 300 or YSL or Gunna himself came up with that, fucking deserves a raise. Like that is so smart. If it was an A&R, fucking make him the head of the shit, because that's the best album rollout I think I've ever seen. I think, yeah, which is like a concept I'm getting more like into, I guess, because things as time goes on are progressing more and more for me, and there's more like label shit and more like, okay, like this is the single off the album and we want you to shoot it and shit, and there's like a strategic way everything needs to be put out. Because usually like on my channel we'll just shoot whatever, like I'll just like link the person and we'll shoot it and we'll put it out and they'll pay me or their management will pay me or whatever it may be. But now like with the industry shit, it's way more like structured and like this is the date for it. Like I have a video coming out in early June for, I think I can just say it, for NGYL, for NGYL's album, which is coming. I'm not sure if it's coming early June, but it's coming at some point soon. And fuck, man, on a separate note, that album is so good. Like YL, shout out to you, YL, because I've been hip for like a couple years, and like for example from when we shot the Catch a Kill video, which I talked to him about being a podcast guest, he's definitely going to be on the podcast, which I'm very stoked about because I think the guy's music is fucking amazing. Point being, his music has progressed so much, and the new shit, because they sent me options, you know, the label sent me options, his new shit is so fucking good. Like this guy's music is so amazingly good. Not only that, but he's just a cool dude, man. Like he's like down to earth and just cool. Like doesn't think he's like better than anyone else. He's like very real, and I really fucking appreciate that about him. That being said, we have this video coming out which is gonna be on his album that I've had done for, I don't know, I mean, I made a couple changes, but probably like a month or so I've had it done. And ordinarily I would just go ahead and just like as soon as I hit export, I would be like, yo, I'm trying to drop, like let's put a snippet out and then let's drop. Like I can't like wait, like I get ahead of myself and shit. And the label said like, no, like we're waiting like a month to drop this, like it's strategically gonna come out before the album at this amount before the album or with the album, I forget what it is. But that is like a very big like difference, like waiting to drop some shit and doing it in a strategic way with a real it makes like its own backstory for the album. Like things are timed really well, which is something I'm getting used to. I don't know, like, if you, like, tell me, because I know I have, like, people watching this probably that are you know, painters or you know, artists. You draw this and that, you edit this, you make music. Like, do you just drop your shit, like, as soon as possible, or do you, like, what's your method? Do you do this amount of comments, or like, what's your style on that? Because I'm not used to waiting. Like, I'm fucking not at all used to waiting. And anyone who does anything, I feel like, I don't know if that's just me that it's, like, super tough for, but when I have a video that I like, it's extremely hard for me to wait to put it out. So yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's what Gunna's album cover made me think. Like, man, they must have come up with this, like, a minute ago. So many mosquitoes. I can't explain to you how many goddamn mosquitoes there are right now around me, and it's fucking annoying. But yeah, we go with the flow over here, and yeah. So I was very impressed by Gunna's the concept for what they did for that rollout, because, man, that was fucking good. And that's something that I would like to sink my teeth into more, for sure. Is, like, I just really want to. I talked about this a little bit before, but I want to get good at taking someone from 0 to 100 in their career when they have the stuff. They have the material, the songs, whatever it may be, to get to that end destination. I really want to be someone who is good at strategizing that process, and that's kind of what I'm working toward now. Like, how can I leverage my videos to become more involved in that way? Like, for example, someone like Taz Taylor over at Internet Money is, like, about as good at that as I can picture someone being. We've, like, talked briefly, and I've worked with Internet Money on some things, on this Ty Fontaine video, and it's looking like we're gonna do some more, but they really have that shit down, man, and that's something that's really fascinating to me, and cool. It's a cool skill. Okay, with that rant over, by the way, I don't know if I said this, but me and Summers just dropped this video for his album today, and he's damn near the hardest artist out to me, or one of them, and I love his music, and I'm really stoked to have done that video with him. It's like this 3D animated, like, fucking cool ass shit. Yeah, I was just, like, super blazed off the kush, you know. Fucking ass. Yeah, and I made it, and I'm fucking stoked on it. Okay, you guys had some questions that I thought were cool. We're jumping all around, you know? So many mosquitoes. So many. We're jumping all around here, and we're gonna do it. Okay. Your favorite alcoholic drinks and why? Good question. I'm not, like, I do like drinking a lot, but every time I do it, I regret it so fucking much that I do it very seldom, you know? Like, yeah, but rum and coke is probably my go-to, because if I can make it myself, I know how much to put that I can't really taste the rum too much, and you know, it's a nice smooth fucking drunk. I don't know, I mean, anything but vodka pretty much, like that shit fucking sucks. Like, I don't know how these white sorority girls drink so much goddamn vodka. Like, the girls that I would go to high school with, like, they were, like, I didn't drink till I was, like, in college, pretty much. I was really a late bloomer with most things. But, man, like, by freshman year in high school, like, these white girls at my high school were just fucking throwing back the Svedka. Like, what are you doing? You're an alcoholic, you know? No, they're good. They're good guys. They're good people. Work with me. Interview Autumn. Yeah, I will do that. Do you mainly shoot handheld? Yeah, I shot handheld up until just a little bit ago when I got this really nice stabilizer that I really enjoy using, and I think it has upped the production quality. I don't know. Let me know, because I'm always working on, like, I want to keep the underground look, like, the bass, you know, cool, like, kind of rough around the edges. I don't want things to be perfect, but I want to mix that with really, like, polished stuff. So that's kind of what I want my style to be, and then everything in between is I can change and animate in different ways and edit in different ways and make some videos more cinematic, some videos more effects driven. But that being said, yeah, I do probably half and half at this point. I have the stabilizer, I use that, and then I have the handheld stuff. The thing is, I don't know if those kind of questions are too specific, because I know 90% of you guys aren't like videographers and shit. Just because I am doesn't mean that you are. I don't know if that is interesting to people who aren't doing that, but yeah, we're working it out as we go, you know. Favorite people to work with, people you want to work with. Excellent question. My beautiful girlfriend asked that question. Favorite people to work with. Like my close friends that I've made doing this that are artists. Definitely I love working with. Candy I love working with. It's just smooth and he trusts me to the utmost extent. Bentley I love working with because it's fun. I don't know. I like working with everyone. It's so fun, man. It's so fun. Shooting these videos are so fun because you don't know if a person could, like Autumn, for example, the guy's a fucking superstar, absolute superstar, great at being on screen. But that was his first video that we did when we shot his video. So it was kind of like a working process. Like I really felt like kind of more like a director that day in that way, because I was, like giving him pointers and shit, little shit. I mean, the guy looks fucking cool. Like that's really all you need. But like when to look at the camera, like what to kind of do. Yeah. So I don't know. Everyone brings their own thing. Babytron, I love working with because he's cool as shit. The people I don't like working with are people who don't have the attention span for a music video. They are running around and you have to like play like you're fucking in daycare or some shit, and you have to reel them in to do a video. But I don't know. I've gotten lucky. I really like working with like for example, here's a little story for you. I went to I had this trip a couple years ago, like 2017 South by Southwest, right? So I went from California. I flew to Atlanta, and I was with Perry, the good Perry, formerly known as Burberry Perry, which is a fucking cool guy that is the homie, right? And then we hung out there for a while, went to South by Southwest. That was a fucking cool experience. And then we went back, and then I went to North Carolina after that. I shot like straight from Atlanta, because like this was a long ass trip. Like this trip lasted 3 weeks because I shot like 4 or 5 videos during the time of it. This is when I was really just trying to reel them out and like hone my craft rather than take my time with shit. And we went to North Carolina. I shot 2 videos with 10 cell phones. Shout out you, the homie. And then I met this really fucking awesome videographer that's like my, I don't know what you call it, prodigy, I guess, but he's been talented for so long that it's not like I really taught him anything that he didn't already know. His name's Rick Lancaster, and he's fucking awesome. If you're in, like, the South somewhere, and you want a video for me, and you want someone about as good, go to Rick Lancaster. I'll put his link in the description or some shit if I remember, but, I was with him. His wonderful family let me stay in his house while I was in North Carolina, and then me and him drove to South Carolina to work with Slime Dollars. Point being, when we shot the All-Star video, Slime Dollars was so great to work with because he was like, he was bringing ideas to the table, he was helping, he like, if we had to move a table, he was like on it, he was, dude, like a lot of these guys are just really fucking cool guys that I've gotten to meet. You know, Rick letting me stay in his house and being awesome videographer that I worked with. Slime Doll is being like so helpful, and like we were bouncing ideas off each other, and like he was showing us around like south around Spartanburg and shit. Point being that I can't really say specifically who I like to work with most, but I've been really lucky to meet a lot of good people I want to work with. I think I've said this in a couple interviews. Cardi's probably, I don't know, like damn near my favorite artist. I would love to work with him. I would love to keep working with Summers. honestly, I work with a lot of the guys that I really want to work with. Chief Keef, I would love to work with. Thug, Fuge. I don't know. There's too many to name, but yeah. By the way, shout out Icy. Shout out Young Icy for, I gotta have him on the show soon for sure. Shout out to Young Icy for getting a placement on the Fuge album, because that's fucking cool. And I met him, that South By I was talking about, I met him there. He was there, and he connected me with NGYL, and I'm still working with NGYL to this day, and huge win for the underground. I love when someone from the same kind of scene gets some big shit like that, like a Fuge placement. Like, that shit fucking is awesome. Like, I love that shit. It's amazing. Okay, moving on. Fake love in the industry. I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Not really. Who cares? No one owes you anything, man. No one fucking owes you anything. People think they deserve all this real love and all this shit. Like, keep your friends close, enemies closer. Like, you know, do your own thing. Like, no one gives a shit, man. No one gives a shit. I don't find that much fake love. I've experienced a lot of real love. And if it was fake love, then what do you lose from that? I mean, I don't know what you lose. Like, who cares? I don't know. We're all just, like, trying to get to where we're going. We're all just trying to, like, get to the destination. You know, I don't know. Support what you like. If you like something, support it. I mean, tell the person it's good. There's nothing fake about that. And that's it. Don't overcomplicate that shit for yourself, man. If you're trying to do some shit in here. Best behind the scenes moments from a shoot, and then play footage from it if you have it. I don't know. Maybe I have some footage from that Slime Dollars video. I'm not totally sure. It was really funny when we were shooting Autumn's video. BK was there, and it was me, my producer buddies, Tally and Skippy and BK, and then we were doing this shot where Autumn was in the middle, and I was with the stabilizer. I was circling him really fast, and then everyone had to stay behind me and run behind me so as not to get in the shot. And fuck, it was so funny. We were dying laughing because they were, like, trying to keep up, but I'm, like, going, like, faster and faster and faster until everyone couldn't keep up. And BK had, like, these big-ass shoes on, like Balenciagas or some fire shit, and she couldn't keep up, and that was funny. I don't know if I have any of that footage. I'll play it if I have it. I'll look for it. Do you believe in the law of attraction? I mean, I believe you work toward things, and you... If you are spending most waking time with this desire or this goal in the back of your head, your actions are going to map to that, to where things start to happen because you're either working on it or you're putting yourself around people who allow you to further that aspect of yourself. So I don't really believe that you can pray to the universe and things are going to be dropped in your lap, but I do feel that you can map your behavior to certain destinations that you're trying to reach. What makes you gravitate towards shooting underground music? I just fucking love it, man. I just love it. I don't know. I just love working with these guys. I love their music. It's all I listen to. I don't know. I truly just love it. Yeah, we're calling Fat Dave, the homie.
What's up, huh?
Dave, what's up, dude? What's up? You're on the podcast, man.
What's going on?
Do you have anything to say to the folks at home?
Smoke weed, fuck bitches, live life.
That's absolutely right. Okay, and you heard it here first, and that's straight from Fat Dave. Love you, man. I got another call coming in.
I love you too, brother.
All right. Candy.
Yo.
Just in time. You're on the podcast. Do you have anything to say to the folks at home?
Yeah, do drugs, smoke weed, fuck bitches, get money, overcome anything, and if you smoke cigarettes at any one of my shows, you deserve to be smacked.
Okay, you heard it here first. You know, smoke weed, but don't smoke tobacco. That's not cool. You'll get smacked for it. And that's crazy, because I just called someone else, and they said smoke weed, fuck hoes, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, I do set trends.
It's true. You see into the future. Can I ask you something?
Yeah, what's up, bro?
What Where did Overcome Anything come from? Where'd you first make that?
I was like in 11th grade.
Yeah.
And me and Malik was sitting up. We was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, we got the inspiration. Well, I got the inspiration from ASAP. Like,
yep.
Always driving hospital. I was like, damn, I want to make like a group of niggas, a team of niggas. Everybody do one thing and be fine with what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And have a name that can live on forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, shit, I always want to overcome shit. I'm going to overcome anything. And I came up with that. He agreed with it, and we came up with Overcome Anything.
And the rest was history. And that's the group, and that's what we're all doing.
Yeah.
We're overcoming anything.
Yes, sir. We overcame it all.
Who are the members of Overcome Anything for the people?
You got Ocean 800. You got... Yeah. Candy Paint, you got Clinton Bentley, Summers.
Yep.
You got, you know what I'm saying, DJ Lab. You got somebody called Otto. We got DJ Mar, Baby OCA. We got Nirvan. See, look, here comes Summers. He's right here.
Wow, that's what a lineup that is. Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
I know, right? We got a strong ass like fucking team.
Fucking powerhouse, the future right there. Who am I talking to, Candy Sill or Summers?
Yes, you're talking to both of us.
Okay, Summers, anything to say to the folks at home, to your number one fans?
Project coming soon.
Project coming soon. Intoxicated. Yeah. Do we have a date yet, or what's the situation with that?
Not yet. Sometime next month, though.
Okay, cool. All right, yeah. So you heard it here first. Sometime next month. It's sounding beautiful. Everything I've heard from it sounds absolutely beautiful.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys. I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna wrap up this podcast.
Damn, love you, bro.
Love you, guys.
OCA tape.
OCA tape. Yep.
Hey, wear a condom.
Okay. Yeah. Wear a condom, folks. Everyone at home. All right, see you guys.
All right, bro.
That's our fucking show, and I hope you liked it, and it's so fucking fun doing this podcast, and I love it, and I love you, and thanks for watching.